Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabert, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Recording started.
Top of the day to you. I welcome you today to another prophetic experience, time of prayer. I am yours truly, Prophet Laron Matthews. I am the overseer of Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, located in the heart of Harvey, Illinois. We're just 5 miles to the west of us, I-57, and 5 miles to the east of us on Highway, the Bishop Ford. And if you go 3 miles south, you're Highway 80. And you go just 3 miles to the north of us, you'll enter into the city of Chicago. We are at the crossroad of one of the greatest moves and times of our life. God has blessed us and graced us with such a phenomenal ministry team and kingdom leaders that are supporting us from around the world. We just thank God for new sons and daughters that have chosen to allow us to pastor their purpose in their future from other parts of the world and the United States. I'm excited about all that the Lord has given us in this unique season of trial and testing and many things that are going on. We're excited about you and what God has prepared for your life in this season. As we prepare to go into a time of prayer and a time of intercession, whatever you're asking the Lord for, I believe that the word of God says in Isaiah 65:24, it says specifically, and it shall come to pass that before we prayed, God has already heard. And while we're yet waiting, the Lord has already responded. He's already here for us. We're just a catalyst to catapult prayer into a prophetic dimension for many of us who are seeking the face of the Lord in these times. Because how many know we need a word from the Lord? We need him to move over our life, in our life, and through our life. With the tragedies that we're seeing around the world, the enemy has marked his territory, but God is making a mockery of them in all of those areas as well, too. So we're believing God for you, you, and you, that the power and the manifestation of his hand will move on your behalf. In a time like this, when everything is moving in the favor and the momentum of the believer, the enemy wants to try to shift your thought process, your vision, and your purpose from actually seeing and knowing the God hand is upon your life. How many of you know that we are in the kingdom of God? You never lose anything. It's only moved around. And God is moving things around for us in ways that are unprecedented. That's why the enemy couldn't find Jesus when he entered into different cities and regions. And he began to flow in such a powerful prophetic dimension, because every time the enemy sought to get him, they could not find him because he was too swift in his prophetic dimension. He would be right in the midst in the face of the enemy, but they could not do anything to trap, stop, or even hinder what God was doing in his life. God is up to something for you. And you have to know that you're in that powerful place in the kingdom of God where nothing will be able to stop power, the glory, and even the dimension for which the Lord has for your life. I tell you now, thanks to God, you have to loose yourself from this illusion and delusion in the narrative that the enemy has created to make it appear that God is not doing anything. He's not with us. Let me tell you something. Every time you wake up and breathe the air, the Zoe, the pneuma of God, there's something that's powerful that comes from the paraclete. That's the Spirit of God that gives life to the men and women of God. You are in one of the most prestigious times of your life. If you are here and you survive and you're living and you're breathing and your thought and your cognitive ability is not being strained by the disingenuine of the world and what's going on, man, you should start shouting all over the place because God has selected you, chosen you, and mandated you for such a time as this. There's no other time in history that God had made, selected, ordained, and raised you up for right now. You are a selected people, chosen few, mandated in the midst of all that is going on, that God has his hand on you and God has his hand in you for you for right now. I don't care what the mainstream media has said and the statistics of the world may create. You are selected for now. In other words, you've been posted by God because you're going to go postal against the enemy. And since you're already here, and you change partners from the world to the word, you might as well sit back, brace yourself, because you're next in line for one of the greatest moves that we're going to see. I told the people, this month is going to make history for a lot of us. Some people heard it. Some people thought about it. Some people made a move, but some people seized it. Seizing it means I'm taking it by force. You remember John the Baptist, the word of the Lord got there. As in the days of John the Baptist, until now, that the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and violence take it by force. So you have to know that this one that you're looking at, that you're seeing, that you're viewing, that you heard about, you're experiencing it because of the powerful hand of God on your life, your ministry, and your destiny. Well, thank you, God. Take this time, wherever you're at, write your petition, put your request down, tap into the spiritual dimension where we're already in now. The Word of God said in Matthew 18:18, whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven, and then whatever we loose on earth is loose in heaven. Then he said in that next verse, then again I say unto you, where there's two or three gathered together in his name, touching and agreeing, asking anything in the Father's name, it shall be done. One of us can put 1,000 to flight. Two of us can take out 10,000. Now just imagine wherever you at around the world, if you connect, man, the power of what we can do against this enemy in the land. Because your seatbelt out, your payroll is just increased. Because we're going into the presence of the kingdom of God to bring the treasure chest of blessing to our home, our life, our purpose, and our destiny. God bless you. Good. getting ready to go into a powerful time of prayer.
Glory, 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 hallelujah. Bless you all on today. We're going to be in Proverbs in the NIV, hallelujah. And on last week, I attempted to read this scripture, but I was in a lot of tears, and I thank you for your prayers. But today, we read, hallelujah, glory be to God. So we're going to be in Proverbs 6, 12 down. Can you all hear?
Amen. Let the Lord use you, woman of God.
Bless you, prophet. It's so good to hear your voice and those. A troublemaker, hallelujah, speaking about the troublemaker today. And he starts off by saying, for this command that he gives us on today, for this command is a lamp, this teaching is a light, and a correction and instruction are the way to life, that we're to keep our eyes on the Lord. 12, a troublemaker and a villain who goes about with a corrupt mouth, who winks maliciously with his eyes, signals with his feet, and motions with his fingers, who plots evil with deceit in his heart. He always stirs up conflict. Therefore, disaster will overtake him in an instant. He will suddenly be destroyed without remedy. There are six things the Lord hates, seven that are detestable to him: haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked schemes, feet that are quick to rush into evil, a false witness who pours out lies, and a community who stirs up conflict, hallelujah, in the community. A person who stirs up conflict in the community. Glory be to God. We take your word, Father God, in our hearts and minds and our bellies. Glory be to God. We come out repentant immediately, Father God, as we go forward in the prayers with the mighty things that you have for us, Father God. We want to be cleaned up. We want to have clean hands, Father God, and a pure heart in the name of Jesus, Father. We repent for any participation, praise God, in the detestable things that you hate. Anywhere we participated in any of the things that you hate, Father. For in Romans, glory be to God, hallelujah, you said hate everything that is evil and hold tight, my God, to everything that is good. So we're holding tight, Father God, and we ask you to forgive us of our sins of omission and commission. Glory be to God. We repent for not loving each other, Father God, as you would have us to love each other as brothers and sisters during this time, Father God, because we know that there's a spirit of hate that's been released in the land in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we're not to be haughty with each other, Father God. Any aughts that we've had, glory be to God, we didn't have an opportunity to get it right. My God, I'm asking you now, Father God, to pierce our hearts, each and every one of us, that we would get that thing right as we go before you, Father God, because you have so much for us in the kingdom of God. Forgive us, Lord. Forgive us, Lord. Forgive us, Lord. Forgive us, Lord. We asking you to forgive us, Lord, of our sins in the name of Jesus on today. We ask you, forgive us, Father God, for having that haughty eye. Glory be to God. Looking down on somebody in the name of Jesus. Looking down on someone with acting arrogant in the name of Jesus, acting superior. We come against that spirit of pride because we know that disdainful spirit in the name of Jesus, the actions of that spirit got Lucifer thrown out of the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus. And we desire to stand with you, Father God, in that great day. Cleanse us, Lord. Cleanse us, Lord. Cleanse us from all of that filth, hallelujah, that can easily beset us, Father God. Let not our witness be evil spoken of. That's what your word said. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, not let our witness be evil spoken of. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we repent. Hallelujah. We repent of any scornful, just looking down on people. Hateful spirits lurking and being released into the atmosphere. Glory be to God. We will not walk in that way. Glory be to God. We know that wide is the path, but narrow is the way. We love you more than the things of this world, Father, and we desire to get right as we go before you, glory be to God, to gain, hallelujah, to gain the victory, every household, be delivered from hatred. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Let us be that iron as sharp as iron right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We draw all men to you, Father, because our light is bright. We're getting cleaned up in this tough time, yet we're getting cleaned up in this time of blessings, in this time of hatred. We're getting cleaned up. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Scrape off any dullness. Yes, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Any shadows that would affect our witness right now in the name of Jesus. We give no place to the devil. We give no place to the devil. We will not let our good be evil spoken of. Hallelujah. We will show consideration, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus to others, Father God, who are not yet aware they are free. We speak against the spirit of atheism right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Turn the hearts and the minds of your people, of every man, every woman, every child in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Every child taught to hate. All God-fearing people. We decree and declare. The spirit is denounced, that those who are walking in the household of faith and who have come in contact with somebody that can cause to get their ear and cause them to change their direction. Witchcraft, soothsaying, to listen to the sound that would take them to a dark place because they don't feel that they're getting the answer right now, Father. We come against that spirit right now in the name of Jesus. Atheism has no place in the kingdom of God. Open up their eyes and their hearts that they may see. Cause man and woman to be in their path, Father God. You have a vessel that will cure. Some plant, some water. You bring the increase, Father, and bring them over to the side so they will know that they are free. We denounce these hate groups right now. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God. Murdering spirits. We know that vengeance is yours, Lord. We denounce cults. Spirit of confusion. God is not the author of confusion, but of love and a sound mind. More of you, Jesus. More of you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Aimless spirits wandering, drifting, hallelujah, purposely around, scouring, hallelujah, whom they may destroy, being used by the enemy. Arrest that spirit. Arrest that spirit. Glory be to God. Arrest it. But it will not touch our families. It will not touch our homes. It will not touch our churches. It will not touch our government. No more. Oh, glory be to God. It will not touch marriages. Oh, glory be to God. Cause our governments to come together. Cause everything to be working together for the good of you, Father God. Hallelujah. Nothing is impossible. We decree and declare, hallelujah, that the flood gates come down, cause it to rain with the goodness of God. We usher it in. The refreshing, hallelujah, the refreshing that you promised us, Father, is here. In the midst of darkness, you are blessing your people. Yes, Lord. We decree and declare that every curse is reversed over our lives. We break through every prevailing, every sustaining power, darkness right now. Any and every demonic spirit, through your word, Father God, we are healed. Arrest, arrest, arrest. Empower us, Father God, and arrest those spirits. Empower the angelic host to war, hallelujah, on our behalf. The war, we call the spirit of the Lord to war on our behalf. We sever ego entanglements right now in the name of Jesus. We sever, we veto it. Open the gates of psychological prisons right now in Jesus' name. Deliver, 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 deliver us from spirits of shame. Causes us to act out. Embarrassment, it causes us to draw back. Harassment, in the name of Jesus, iniquity. Hallelujah. Deliver us, Father God. Deliver us right now. We decree and declare that we are delivered. Hallelujah. From strongholds and pride. Pride, hallelujah. Come in so many ways. Pride, oh, glory, Jesus. Deliver us from stigmatization. The voices, tell us that we're less than we are. We call more than enough over our lives. We are more than enough. We are worthy right now in the name of Jesus, for our God has told us so. Emotional blackmail, we come against it right now in the name of Jesus. We bind it up, we cast it out, the blood of Jesus prevail against it. We are free, free indeed. In the name of Jesus, social impediments. Hallelujah. You are the Father. You are the author and the finisher of our faith. Yes, God. We arise now in the name of Jesus. We arise now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. And take our legal right, our stand. We are your official legislators and law enforcement agents in the name of Jesus. And we come in the name of the resurrected Jesus, who we are and whom we serve, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. We affectionate for your original plan and purposes over against the plans and the purposes of Satan. There's no intrinsic or extrinsic weapon, hallelujah, that can destroy us. Get out of our soul, get out of our seat. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Every curse is reversed. Every curse is reversed. We break through all the darkness in the name of Jesus. All the darkness over our regions, hallelujah. Over our nations, hallelujah. Over our White House, hallelujah. Over the lives that's been lost over this past week, and it's just Wednesday. Bind the hands of the enemy. Bind his feet. Bind his mouth. Hallelujah. Throw him back into the pits of hell from which he comes. In the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We refuse. Hallelujah. We refuse to go into terroristic. Hallelujah. We will not allow our nation to continue to be criticized right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We will not tolerate it. God, my son, if my people will pray, hallelujah, we're praying, Father God. We're humbling ourselves, Father God. Our voices are out in the atmosphere now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Bring down the hand of the enemy that he has no power. We will not run to the mountains and hide. Our boots are on the ground. Glory be to God in the name of Jesus. You are the Most High God. Hallelujah. We decree and declare that we stand today on the word of God. We shatter barriers right now in the name of Jesus. Blockages, barricades. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Boulders. You will not change the course. We are more than conquerors. We are advancing right now in the name of Jesus. We are advancing in our calling. Hallelujah. The causes that you have for us, our purposes, the plans that you have for us, a yes and amen. The cause that Christ will prevail. The word of God prevails. We decree and declare that the word of God prevails. In the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And we stop this spirit of trying to embarrass powerful people in the community. Where they're on the platform ministering. We come against that lying demonic spirit. Disdainful. Destructive. You have no place in the kingdom of God. We are your children. We will conduct ourselves as so. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Our eyes are enlightened today, Father. Our eyes are enlightened today, Father. Our eyes, hallelujah, hallelujah. Our eyes are enlightened today, Father. And we receive the blessings that come from you in this time, in this season, in this place, in this hour. We be in the right place with the right people in the right timing. Deliver, deliver, deliver. We entreat your favor, Father. We entreat your favor on our businesses, on our homes, in the name of Jesus. When we're out in the malls, protect us. We entreat your favor, Father God. When we're in the grocery stores, we entreat your favor, Father. When we're sitting on our front lawns or on our backs, we come against stray bullets. We come against that murdering spirit. Down, in the name of Jesus. Glory! Demonic triggers. Shut it down. We call you. We see you. You will not destroy the kingdom. Come against wars and rumors of wars. So many lives lost, Father God. Console your people. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Father God. Redeem. You are our redeemer. Vengeance coming from you. And we take that vengeance out of our hearts now. Glory out of our sons. And we give it over to you, Father God. And you have the perfect plan. And we surrender to your plan. We surrender to your ways. Glory be to God and to your plan. Hallelujah. Enlarge our territories, Father God, today. Enlarge our territories as we go forth from this day. From this day forward, enlarge our territory. Hold our hand and keep us from hurt and harm. Keep us from hurting ourselves. Get out of my soul. Take it out of my soul. Take us out of my soul. To that place. Get out of my soul. To that rightful place. In you. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Oh, God. We bind. Get out of my soul. Yes, God. We bind the Prince of Power. Hallelujah, Prince of the Air, cause our sound to penetrate and take over the air. Let us see the change. Let us see the turnaround. Let us see the change in our children. Glory be to God in the name of Jesus. Let their ear, hallelujah, become your ear. Glory be to God. Let them change, hallelujah, because of what they see us doing, Father, in the name of Jesus, because they see us walking upright with you, Father, in the name of Jesus, glory be to God. We come against the spirit of fear, hallelujah, perfect love casts out the spirit of fear, hallelujah, oh, glory be to God in the name of Jesus. We come, hallelujah, in petitioning for our children's lives now, Father. The state, hallelujah, the state of the mind, glory be to God. Mental sicknesses, mental terror, glory be to God. We continue to come against the spirit, that cutting spirit, hallelujah, that causes them to feel a horrific pain when they feel rejected. That is not the answer. We come against every child, every adult that begins to cut themselves, Father God, that you dull the knife. And the soul, take them out of the closet, the physical closet they're hiding in. Yes, Lord. We come against, hallelujah, molestation. We come against that spirit of molestation right now in the name of Jesus. I'm against it now. Glory that lurking spirit, that mischievous spirit right now in the name of Jesus. We come against that lurking, filthy, nasty spirit, Father God. Glory be to God, whether it be a female or a male coming after the child. Stop it. We cause that spirit to sit down and be, cause them to expose themselves. Cause them to be so sickened with their actions that they turn themselves in to get help. Glory be to God. Cause the process. Cause the process now, Father. In the name of Jesus, you can do all things. Hallelujah. You can do all things, Father. I know. Glory be to God. And it is so. They will not be tossed and driven around like that. Because there's sicknesses on both sides. So we ask that you be the cure. Glory be to God. You be the cure. For our corporate environment, in the privacy of homes, fathers, molesting their children, mothers molesting their children, molesting those who are adopted into the family, mistreating children that's been adopted into the family, whether it be racial, financially motivated. Oh, we come against it. Satan, you're a liar. The truth is not in you. You are. We denounce it. We bind it up. We cast it out. The blood of Jesus prevail against it. We loose the love of God upon these children, upon these households. We thank you, Father God, for every psychiatrist that you have placed in the land in the name of Jesus, Father God. Let their hearts be right as they are ministering unto this sickness, Halilabato. The things that people are going through and they're releasing their hurt and their pain. How it grinds them. And we speak to those spirits that are being grinded, hallelujah. Oh, being torn apart. That want to lash out. That the psychiatrist that you choose for them, Father, be right in alignment to the need. Come against the spirit of greed, since this career will flourish. Oh, Lord, we thank you that you put people with the right psychiatrist, the right spirit, the right person to iron them, to give them that way. That iron that sharpens iron, that way. Glory be to God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are the great and terrible God. Love you. We appreciate you. We honor you. Glory be to God. In the name of Jesus, there is no other help we know. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. We pray for our pastors on today. Hallelujah. We pray for their ministry, Father. We pray for the congregation that they're ministering unto in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Give them what they need, Father God. And yet, protect them in a way, Father God, that as they stand before your people with their hearts dead. Hallelujah. With their hearts dead on you, Father. With their minds dead on you, Father. With a repentance, Father God, that they have had a time with you before they stand before your people. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I thank you, Lord, that you have downloaded into them, Father God, the things that they need to release unto your people. Hallelujah. And I thank you, Father God, that the congregation that they are ministering to, Father God, become receptive to what the sacrifices that you have placed in that vessel to minister. Oh, we all got to get things. things right, Lord, so we are iron sharpening iron in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus over the pastors, hallelujah, over the evangelists, hallelujah, over the prophetess, hallelujah, over the prophets, over the apostles, over the fivefold ministry. Strengthen them today, Father. Anywhere there's any repentance that need, Lord, continuously remind them, Lord, that they can get things right before they stand before your people, because the enemy will come, but he will have no place in our ministry because we have spent time with you. We plead your blood, Father. We plead your blood for the cleansing. We plead your blood for the cleansing, Father God. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, for how you're moving through this ministry, how you're exposing, get out of our shoulder, the culprits, get out of our toe top, that culprit spirit, totally, yes, God, totally, get out of our shoulder, he said, out of our shoulder, take no prisoners, get out of our shoulder, in the name of Jesus, Father God, separate the wheat from the tares, get out of our shoulder, out of our shoulder, if it ain't right, if it don't fit, it must have quit. Release it. Release that hateful spirit. Release that jealous spirit. Release that want to know more than you do spirit. Release that disrespectful in the house of God. Glory be to God. He that has an ear, let them hear what the Lord is saying to each and every one of us through the set man of God. Glory be to God. Keep the commandments. Walk the truth. Hallelujah. Make a way for your word to come through each and every ear, Father God, without all the destruction. We know the church is a laundromat. Cleaning up every time we come in. No one's perfect. The spirits must line up so the word of God can go forth, and we will be stronger and not weaker. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We are free. No longer entangled in the yoke of bondage, that they will hear the message and be glory be to God. Strengthen the man of God as he goes through daily. Protect him daily. Yes, glory be to God. We need you, Jesus. We need you every ounce of the way. We need you more in this second. Not even a minute, in this second. Glory be to God. You are Abba, Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you, Lord, for giving us this day our daily bread and for giving us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us, that we truly forgive those who trespass against us. Pastor has to work for so much. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God. Give us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For truly yours. Hallelujah. Thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory. Hallelujah. The glory forever. The glory forever. Hallelujah. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way. Deliver, cut through it all.
Let your peace run through each and every one of us, Father God. Give us that peace to know, hallelujah, our destiny, to know our place in you, to know how to stay on our post, hallelujah, to know not to be acting out in this test of a way, to love what you love and hate what you hate. Glory be to God. To not be liars. We know liars and thieves have their place in hell. We decree and declare that hell will not shed innocent blood. We denounce that spirit right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And thieves will not be quick to rush to evil. Take your territory, Father God, and make us whole. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name. Yeshua HaMashiach, Most High, we love you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Bless you. God bless you. God bless everyone on the line today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, God. We bless you, God. We praise you, God. We lift you up, Father God. Glory. Hallelujah. On this day, this new day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, we thank you, God, on this day, Father God, for life and life more abundantly, Father God. We thank you, God. Glory. Hallelujah. Oh, God, for the prayers that have gone up thus far, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, for the sounding of the shofar, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, hallelujah, that that sound of victory has pierced the atmosphere, Father God, glory, hallelujah, has pierced the spiritual world, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and it has went from, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, the second heaven to the third heaven, right in the throne room, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, that sound of victory, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, belongs to us, your people. The victory belongs to us, your people, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God, hallelujah. And, Father God, hallelujah, I thank you, God, for my sister, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, Evangelist Teasley. On today, Father God, I thank you, God, for all that she's poured out, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that you're filling her back up right now, Father God, with a fresh and new anointing in our life, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. I thank you, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, you're strengthening her lungs right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, so that she's able to blow, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah.
Oh, God, hallelujah, blow like never before, Father God. In this hour, Father God, we need the sounding of the shofar, Father God. So we give you glory, we give you praise, oh, God, for what you're doing in our life. You're meeting every one of our needs by your risen glory in Christ Jesus. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. And we just thank you. We thank you, God, hallelujah, for blessing the work of our hands, Father God. We thank you, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, for opportunities for us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. We thank you that you're working on, oh, God, those business plans, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And at the right moment, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. At that appointed moment, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, she shall walk through the door, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, possess it, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and we just pray over her family, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we pray, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that you would continue to comfort them. Oh, God, even in the loss of the, oh, God, her nephew, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We pray, oh, God, that you would just wrap your loving arms around them, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and let them know that you're there, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that you would catch every tear, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that you would lift up, oh, God, that garment of heaviness off them, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and give them a garment of praise in spite of all that they're dealing with, Father God. And we just give you the glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, for unifying the family, Father God, glory, hallelujah, causing them to be the strength for one another in the time of bereavement, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, hallelujah. We pray, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, for her nephew's children and wife, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, move by your spirit, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, uplift them, Father God, in the time of, oh, God, loss, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, and I'm thanking you, God, right now that you're meeting every need, oh, God, every single need, everything they need, Father God. Move by your spirit, Father God, and supply it, Father God, because you are the Jehovah Jireh, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, and nothing is too hard for you. Oh, God, so we give you praise and we give you glory. And, Father God, hallelujah. Oh, God, I just lift up each and every person, Father God, on this line today, each and every person under the sound of my voice. Oh, God, glory to your name, Father God, hallelujah. And I'm giving you praise and glory and honor. Oh, God, for what you're doing for them right now, Father God. I thank you, God, for you shifting their atmosphere right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, moving into circumstances and situations and happenstances, oh, God, that are going on in their lives. Father God, hallelujah. Oh, God, and I thank you, God, that you're meeting every one of their needs right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, for you are worthy and you are able, Father God. Now, Father God, hallelujah. I thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, for our overseer, Father God, Dr. LeVon Matthews, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I give you glory and honor for him, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And I thank you, God, for you just keeping him, Father God, for you covering, Father God, for you hedging him in with angelic hosts, Father God, as his escorts when he arrives, Father God, and every step he takes, Father God, glory, hallelujah. I thank you that they've already gone ahead of him, Father God, glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, that you're giving him strength, Father God. You're pouring strength on him right now, Father God. You're endowing him with more power from on high, Father God. You're downloading, oh, God, hallelujah, new wisdom from on high in him, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, you're downloading, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Revelation, knowledge, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Upon him, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. You're unlocking mysteries and codes, Father God, new ones, Father God. And each time, Father God, glory, hallelujah, you use the man of God, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, to bring about what's going on behind the scenes on the earth realm, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and give it to your, as he's giving it to your people, Father God, giving instructions, Father God, glory, hallelujah, for us to follow, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, don't let, oh, God, the words, oh, God, that you place in his mouth to give out to the people, Father God, glory, hallelujah, fall to the ground, Father God. Don't let it go in one ear and out the other, Father God, glory, hallelujah, but let, oh, God, your people receive the words, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and apply it to their lives, Father God, glory, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, I thank you. I thank you, and I give you glory, and I give you honor for, oh, God, you cover, oh, God, hallelujah, and blessing his food and his water, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, everywhere his feet tread is blessed, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Everything his hands find to do, Father God, is blessed, Father God, glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God, that you're blessing him as he come and he go, Father God. Hallelujah. You're blessing them in the field and in the city, Father God. You're blessing them in the marketplace, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, for you are worthy and you are able, Father God. Hallelujah. And, Father God, hallelujah. Oh, God, we're covering his family today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We're covering, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. His children and his parents, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. The grandchildren, the siblings, Father God, the nieces and nephews, aunties and uncles, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Cousins, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Everyone that is in relation to him, Father God, glory, hallelujah. His friends, oh, God, covering the ministry, Father God, Restoration Foundation, Prophetic International Ministry, Father God, the leaders, oh, God, cover each and every leader, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Cover the lay people, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Cover right now the virtual members, Father God. Cover right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, the covenant partners, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Cover right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah, the virtual members, Father God. Cover those, oh God, glory, hallelujah, that are connected, these awesome leaders that are connected, oh God, to this ministry, Father God, and connected, oh God, to this prayer line, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, hallelujah. Move by your spirit now, Father God, on the matters that concern each and every person, oh God, under the sound of my voice, and even those that desired to come on that weren't able to come on, Father God, move right now like a mighty rushing wind, Father God, glory, hallelujah, in their lives, Father God. Turn it around right now, Father God, with the enemy meant for their bad, Father God. Turn it around for their good, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, I thank you, God. Glory to your name, Father God, hallelujah. And Father God, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Even as we begin to enter in, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we put on the whole armor of God right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We put on the belt of truth. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. We put on our breastplate of righteousness, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We shod our feet with the preparation of the gospel on today, Father God, and we pick up our shield, oh, God, in this, oh, God, hallelujah, and this casting down every fiery dart that the enemy will launch at us, your people, Father God, on today, Father God, we put on the helmet of salvation, oh, God, and Father God, we grab our sword, Father God, that which is your word, Father God, glory, hallelujah. And Father God, even as I grab a sword, Father God, glory, hallelujah, I release the strength, oh God, your strength over your people, Father God, today, in the mighty name of Jesus, I stand on your word in Philippians 4:13, that states, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, hallelujah. And Father God, hallelujah, I stand on your power today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Release it unto your people, Father God, as I stand on the word in 2 Timothy 1:7. For God gave us a spirit of, oh God, hallelujah, a spirit not of fear, but of a power and love and self-control. So I thank you, God, for the power, your power, oh God, hallelujah. Oh God, that we're able to tap into, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. And on a daily basis, oh God, all throughout the day, we can tap into your power, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, that will defeat, oh God, the wiles of the enemy, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, and I stand and I release your faith over this line and over your people, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, as I stand on Corinthians, oh God, glory, hallelujah, 2:5, oh God, that your faith might, it reads that your faith might not rest in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, so we thank you for your power, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that you have endowed in us, Father God, that you placed in us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Way before the foundations of the world began. Oh, God, that you placed in one of the blueprints with power, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. So, Father God, we thank you. Oh, God, hallelujah. There's wonder. Oh, God, hallelujah, there's power in the name of Jesus on today. Father God, glory, hallelujah. And all we got to do is tap into it, Father God, glory, hallelujah, as it's accessible to us, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And I stand on your word, Father God, hallelujah. In John 5:4, Father God, and I release right now victory over your people today, Father God, and the state says, for everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. So I thank you, God, for victory. Oh, God, hallelujah. That victory belongs to us, your people, on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And, Father God, I go in and I lift up the children, the youth, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, and I thank you for them, Father God. I thank you, God, for you placing the hedges, protection around them, Father God, as they go to and fro, Father God, glory, hallelujah, to work, to school, Father God, glory, hallelujah. And I thank you, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, for those that are graduating, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, from high school and the middle schools and the preschools, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. In the university, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I give you praise and glory and honor, Father God, hallelujah. Oh, God, that they graduated to the top of their class, Father God, glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and I stand, oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, again on your word, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, that in Philippians 4 and 13 for the children, Father God, that they can do all things through him who strengthens them, Father God. So I thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, that even as they go out, oh, God, into the world, some, oh, God, that are graduating from high school, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and are, oh, God, hallelujah, stepping into life, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, living, adult living, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that you would cover them, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that they would remember all the things they were taught, Father God, glory, hallelujah, by their parents, Father God, glory, hallelujah, by their grandparents, Father God, glory, hallelujah, by, oh, God, educators, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and they would just step in, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, the purpose driven for their lives, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that they will plant their feet, you will plant their feet on their destiny track, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and they will be world changers, Father God, glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. And I pray right now that even as you stir up the gifts on the inside of them, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that their gifts will make room for them, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and we give you praise, oh, God, glory and honor, that they will be our next physicians, oh, God, our next preachers and teachers, Father God, glory, hallelujah, our next evangelists, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, that they will be our next, oh, God, pastors, Father God, and leaders, Father God, glory, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, and their life will not be cut off short, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we bless your holy name, Father God, for you are worthy and you are able, oh, God, and I thank you for what you're doing for the children, hallelujah, glory, 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 hallelujah, for you are the worthy master, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and we bless you, we bless you, we bless you, hallelujah. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To you are an awesome wonder, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And we just thank you, God. Hallelujah for covering the children, Father God. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, for using them for your glory. Oh, God, for such a time as this. Oh, God, hallelujah. We bless your holy name. Wonderful Savior. Hallelujah. Mighty, mighty, mighty God. Hallelujah. And Father God, we stand praying for the homeless today, sending your word to the homeless, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thanking you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, for somebody walking into their new home today. Somebody walking into their new dwelling place today, Father God, their new residence. Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. We bless you, Father God. And we thank you, God, and send your word to the hungry today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, that you're feeding, oh, God, your people, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, there's somebody that was hungry, Father God, that didn't have enough to make ends meet, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that someone just blessed him with a meal. Somebody just blessed him with groceries, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory to your name, Father God, and we pray for the sick today. Oh, God, and we release the healing balm of Gilead, Father God, over your people today, Father God, and we just thanking you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, for touching right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Every part in the body. Oh, God, hallelujah. Every bit of function in this human body that you created, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Everything that's not like you, Father God. We cast it into the fiery sea right now, oh, God. And we thank you for divine healing taking place right now from the top of our heads to the bottom of our feet, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you for these bodies coming under the obedience of your word, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And these bodies got to line up in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we just thank you, God, hallelujah, that everything that's not like you, Father God, is taking its rightful place in the pit of hell. Oh, God, we thank you that cancer got to go right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We thank you, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that high blood pressure has got to go right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We thank you right now, glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. We thank you, God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, that hallelujah, lupus has got to go right now In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. That leukemia has got to go right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we bless your holy name, oh God. For you are worthy and you are able to do all things but fail, Father God. We thank you, God, that you're touching their heart, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And you're causing to function how you're designed to function, oh God. We thank you, God, that you're touching the lungs, Father God, and the respiratory system, Father God. And we thank you, God, hallelujah, for easy breathing. Oh God, right now that your people are breathing easy, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Pneumonia is cast into the fiery sea, oh God. Asthma is cast into the fiery sea. Bronchitis is cast into the fiery sea. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. That's the kidneys, oh God. That you're laying your nail-scarred hands on those kidneys right now, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. And those kidneys are functioning and operating exactly how you designed them to function and operate. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory to your name, Father God. We thank you, God, for you touching that liver today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, repairing that liver. Oh, God, we binding up sclerosis of the liver today. Oh, God, liver malfunction. We send you back to the pit of hell in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory to your name, Father God. And we thank you, God, for you touching the blood sugars today. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah, and diabetes, oh, God. And we cut off the tentacles of diabetes right now, and we send into the fiery sea. Oh, God, and we command the blood sugars to line up with your word, oh, God. We command, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, my son, I come. He come, my shit, thank you, Jesus. I'm a God. We thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that those A1C levels are lining up with your word right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. Oh, God, that you're touching, oh, God, the thyroid today, Father God. We thank you that that thyroid, oh, God, is lining up with your word, Father God, that underactive thyroid. Oh, God, we thank you, God, that you're balancing it, Father God. We thank you, God, that you're balancing that overactive thyroid in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We thank you, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that the colds and the flus, oh, God, are leaving right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, sinus pressure has got to go in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory to your name, Father God, hallelujah. Earaches and, oh, God, hallelujah, scratching throats have got to go right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Sore throats have got to go in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. COVID, oh, God, hallelujah. And coronavirus, every one of its variants, have got to go back to the pit of hell in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory to your name, Father God, hallelujah. Oh, God, touch the ears right now, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God, hallelujah. Oh, God, touch those ears, that inner ear infection. Oh, God, we cast into the fiery sea right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, those equilibrium problems. Oh, God, we thank you that you're balancing the equilibrium right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory to your name, Father God. Touch the eyes today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, the cataracts and the glaucoma is taking its rightful place in the pit of hell, oh, God. That blurry vision is clearing up right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. Today, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, and get into the cellular system today. Get into the muscular system today. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, touch that nervous system, Father God. Touch that spinal cord, Father God, today. Touch it, your cervical spine, Father God, and let the balm soothe and flow all the way down to the lumbar spine, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And I thank you, God, that you're doing a divine corrective surgery right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, touch the legs, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, go. Oh, God, heal right now, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah, for you are worthy, oh, God. I thank you, God, that you're touching that stomach cavity, Father God, and that esophagus, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And divine healing is taking place right now. Oh, God, I give you praise. I give you glory, oh, God. You're regulating the bowels, oh, God, today. Hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Irritable bowel syndrome has got to go back to the pit of hell in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. I thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, that you're getting into that colon tract, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, you're cleansing the polyps right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And you're stabilizing the colon right now, oh, God. Touch that pancreas, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, let it pump and flow it out its own insulin, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, touch right now that prostate. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, heal right now, Father God. We root out, oh, God, prostate cancer right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. That you are worthy, oh, God. That you are able, oh, God, to do all things with fellows, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, for you are, oh, God, hallelujah, for you are the King of kings, oh, God. You are the King of everything, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Now, touch right now, Father God, the memory, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Balance that short Turn memories, Father God. Stabilize it, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Heal it, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Balance that long-term memory, Father God. Heal it. Set free, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bind it up dementia today, Father God. We bind it up Alzheimer's, Father God, today, oh God. And we give you praise. We give you joy. We give you honor, oh God. Hallelujah. Touch right now the minds of your people, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, fine-tune our minds to you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, let us, our focus come back on you, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh God, and we just stand on your word, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh God, in Isaiah 26:3, it says, you keep those in perfect peace whose minds and stayed on you. So, Father God, we thank you, God, that you're divinely, oh God, transforming our minds into the likelihood of Christ right now, oh God. We have the mind of Christ today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. All carnality in the mind is being cast into the fiery sea, oh God. And we just want to bless you, oh God, hallelujah, for touching those joints today. Oh God, glory, hallelujah. That muscular system today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. MS has got to take its rightful place back to the pit of hell in the mighty name of Jesus. And AIDS and HIV has got to go right now. Oh God, hallelujah. Herpes has got to go right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, I thank you, God. Hallelujah, for you touching that female anatomy today, Father God. Get into that uterus, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And heal, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Get into that cervix, Father God, and heal right now, oh God. Touch those ovaries. Heal them right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. For you are worthy, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh God, we send every cancer, oh God, from the female anatomy back to the dry place in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. For you are worthy, oh God. Hallelujah. Touch those hormones today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Balance the hormones, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Touch those mood swings today, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, heal right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. We bind it up, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Every suicidal thought, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we cast it into the fiery sea, oh, God. Glory to your name, Father God. We bind it up. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, dysfunction in the mind today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we bind up bipolar, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, disorder. And we cast it into the fiery sea in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We bind up paranoia and schizophrenia today, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We send it back to the pit of hell right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We bind it up mania, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, manic, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We bind it up right now, Father God. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God. Dissociative disorder or that split personality, Father God, glory, hallelujah, let the real man emerge, let the true self emerge, oh God, glory, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, glory, hallelujah, we bind up hallucinations today, Father God, glory to your name, Father God, we bind it up, Father God, hallelujah, oh God, hallelujah, oppression and depression today, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we bind it up, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, lunacy today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We bind up, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Everything that's not like you, those mind spirits, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. That will keep your people in fear, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Fear of man. Fear of accomplishments, Father God. Fear of success, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we cast it into the fiery sea, oh, God. And we just bless you. We bless you. And we praise you, God, on today for what you're doing for your people, Father God, for your divine healing coming over them, Father God, for every matter, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, touch that hand, Father God, glory, hallelujah, right now, heal that hand. Oh, God, unnumb those fingers and toes, Father God, and those joints, Father God, glory, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. We send that report, Father God, the report of the enemy back to the dry place, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that medical report, we send it back to the dry place in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we stand believing you, Father God. We believe your report concerning your people, Father God. Get into the bloodstream right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Filter out that, oh God, that disease and chain of blood right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, and replace it with the blood of Jesus. Yahshua, Hamashiach, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, let the circulation flow right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Let it flow right now. Oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, just how you designed it to flow, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, in touch right now. Oh, God, the brain, oh, God. Hallelujah. We bind up tumors in the brain. We cast it into the fiery sea, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. stabilize the brain, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, every thought, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, that's not like you, Father God, we cast it into the fiery sea as you touch, oh, God, the thought processes of your people, Father God, as you touch that cranium, as you touch that medulla, oh, God, as you touch, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, that cerebrum and that cerebellum, Father God, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, as you touch the cortex, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We thank you, God, hallelujah, for you touching the hippocampus, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we give you the glory, we give you the honor, oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, let that brain is flowing how you designed it to flow, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, for you are worthy. Mighty God are you, Father God. Hallelujah. And we bind it up aneurysms today, cast them into the fiery sea, oh, God. Those migraines are leaving right now. Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, and we cut that tentacles of the mind, binding spirit right now, oh, God, that would come, Father God, to cause confusion of the mind, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, hallelujah, we speak a stable mind for your people, Father God, a Christ-like mind for your people on today, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, for you are worthy, hallelujah, and Father God, we pray, Father God, glory, hallelujah, for the lost today, Father God, that they will find you, God, hallelujah, that they will develop a right relationship with you on today, Father God, that they would cry out, what must I do to be saved, oh God? And salvation will be their portion, Father God. We pray for salvation for our family members that don't know you, Father God, for our children, oh God, that don't know you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, for our nieces and nephews and cousins and aunties and uncles, Father God, oh God, our whole family, Father God, we speak salvation over their lives, Father God, that you are worthy, oh God, and you are able to do it, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And Father God, hallelujah, you're praying for the families all over the world today. Father God, hallelujah, that you will move in, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and restore right now, Father God, those families, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that are highly dysfunctional, Father God, those level 5 families, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, that you're decreasing right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah, all the toxicity, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, hallelujah, all the bickering and the arguing right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and you release your love over them, Father God, that they shall walk in your love towards one another, Father God, oh, God, their relationship should be restored, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, those arguments, oh, God, those long-time arguments and bickerings, Father God, glory, hallelujah, being cast into the fiery sea, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, and we speak peace over the families, we speak peace over the marriages, Father God, move on those marriages, Father God, glory, hallelujah, cause a husband and wife to walk on one accord, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, glory to your name, Father God, we thank you, and we praise you, God, hallelujah, that you're Satan-proofing the marriages, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, you're blotting out all outside interference, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and those contemplating divorce and separation, Father God, we thank you, God, that you're touching their minds and giving them a change of mind, to change our heart, Father God, glory, hallelujah, we thank you, God, hallelujah, oh, God, hallelujah, for them standing as one and walking together, and we thank you, God, for praying, for them praying together, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and seeking you together, Father God, glory, hallelujah, so they will stay together, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, and we pray for the singles today, Father God, we pray for those desiring marriage today, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, that you would teach them how to be husbands and teach them how to be wise, Father God, you would prepare them for marriage, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that you would send them someone, oh, God, with a heart for you, a man or woman after your own heart, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, and you would give them staying power, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, until you send, oh, God, hallelujah, that spouse to them, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we thank you and we praise you, God, glory to your name, Father God, hallelujah, and Father God, hallelujah, we pray for the elderly today, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, that you would strengthen their bodies, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that you would send help to them in whatever capacity they need help in. Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, that you would send those that are willing to sup with them and sit and take time with them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, to even listen to the wisdom, oh, God, that pours out of them, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Hallelujah. We thank you for your healing power in their bodies, Father God, for your healing power, oh, God, the strengthening them right now, Father God, for your healing power, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, hallelujah, that's being poured upon them in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, and Father God, we thanking you, God, glory to your name, Father God, hallelujah, for those, Father God, glory, hallelujah, widows, oh, God, today, hallelujah, that you comfort them right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah, Oh, God, that you fill that lonely void, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you give them strength to make it, Father God, and let them know that you're right there with them, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. And, Father God, we're praying, Father God, glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah for those dealing with anxiety today. We bind it up in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We bind it up delusions and hallucinations today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and we just thank you, God. Hallelujah. Confusion is taking its rightful place in the pit of hell, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and you're freeing the mind today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, for you are worthy, oh, God. And, Father God, we send, oh, God, Satan, we hand him his eviction papers, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We give him eviction papers right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And we thank you that he's being evicted out of our lives, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Evicted out of our homes, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Evicted out of our minds today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we give you glory. Hallelujah. And, Father God, hallelujah. Oh, God, we give him a divine restraining order, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. A divine restraining order right now. Oh, God, we serve it to Satan right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, so that he cannot come near your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we just want to bless you. We want to praise you. We want to thank you. Oh, God, hallelujah, that everything that's not like you, every high and haughty thing that's not like you, God, is being bound up right now and cast into the fiery sea, every trick and every trap, every plan, every ploy, every plot, every scheme, every scare, every snare, every scandal. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah, is being cast into the fiery sea. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah, every bit of sabotage, oh, God, against your people. Oh, God, is falling back to the pit of hell right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we thank you as you stand on your word, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In Isaiah 54:17, it states, no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up in judgment against us shall be condemned. It is condemned, oh, God. And that is the heritage of us, your children, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and we just thank you for victory on every single hand, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And we bind it up right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. That soothsaying spirit, oh, God. We send it back to the dry place, oh, God. We bind up the chanter today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We send it back to the dry place, oh, God. We binding up the whisper today, Father God. And we send it back to the pit of hell right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We're binding up the soothsayer today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We're binding up the demonic surveillance today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We send those demonic spies, oh, God, back to the dry place right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and we just thank you, God. Hallelujah. That every opposing force, we drive it back right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. We thank you right now, Father God. Hallelujah. That the wizard spirit, oh, God. Hallelujah. The witchcraft spirit, Father God. The warlock spirit is being cast into the fiery sea right now, Father God. And all the destruction that lays waste at noonday, oh, God. We cancel it right now. We break and destroy it with the breaker's anointing in the mighty name of Jesus. We bind it up, oh, God. Hallelujah. That white magic, the black magic, the hoodoo, the voodoo, the hexes and the vexes, the taboos, Father God. The hocus pocus, oh, God. We send it back to the dry place, oh, God. We bind up right now, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, glory to your name, Father God. Santeria, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. We break the broomsticks today. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. And throw it into the fire right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We binding up that obia, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, root work, Father God. We send it back to the dry place in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we thank you, God, hallelujah, for you freeing your people today, Father God. We thank you that the scales are falling off the blind eyes today and the eyes are opening, Father God. And, oh, God, and having an awareness of you, oh, God, and your power and authority, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We thank you, God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, for your, oh, God, hallelujah, for your worthiness in our lives, Father God, and your faithfulness in our lives, Father God. We thank you. We thank you that every curse is being broken, Father God. Hallelujah. Every spell is being broken and destroyed with the breaker's anointing today. Every incantation, oh, God, we break it now with the breaker's anointing, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we thank you, God, for your freedom in you, Father God, because every shackle and every chain and every fetter is being destroyed right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. for freedom, Father God. We thank you, God, hallelujah, that who the Son sets free is free indeed, oh God. We thank you, God, that the gates of hell will not prevail against us, your people, Father God. We thank you, God, for your word that says suffer not the witches to live, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, so we thank you that you're rising up, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, and scattering every enemy, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you that you are the strong tower, oh, God, and the righteous can run and be safe and run in and be safe in this hour, Father God. We thank you, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, that you are a refuge, Father God. We thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, that you restore the breach, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, that you are, oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, our mighty battle axe, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And we thank you, God, that even right now in this very moment in time, oh, God, that you have released, oh, God, hallelujah, heaven's angelic army, oh, God, to go in war against those demons and imps. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah, that will fight against your people, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah, right now, oh, God. I thank you for angels surrounding all of your people, Father God, their homes, oh, God, on their jobs, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, even on in these buildings, Father God, these state and governmental buildings, Father God, glory, hallelujah, the schools, Father God, the trains and the planes, oh, God, the buses and the cars, oh, God. I thank you for angelic hosts, oh, God, hallelujah, oh, God, that are being sent out right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, to bring your people victory. Oh, God, and even, oh, God, as we have been praying, Father God, even as we've been speaking, Father God, you've already answered. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah, because you are the answer. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and your safety in you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. So we bind up backlash and retaliation because of all of these prayers that have been prayed and petitions, oh, God, and praises that have went up before you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And we thank you, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, that that backlash retaliation is falling back to the pit of hell. We thank you, God, for our brother Yahshua HaMashiach, who is our intercessor, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And we thank you, God, that he is presenting these prayers, oh, God, filtering them out, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, making them presentable before you, Father God, for us, your people, on today. And we just want to bless you and thank you, and we love you in Jesus' mighty name. We pray, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. It is so. In Jesus' name.
Glory, hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we come before you on today. Father, standing on the word of God that John spoke in chapter number 3 and verse number 30, when he said, I will decrease that you may increase. And in the name of Jesus, God, we standing on the word and decreeing and declaring your word in this season and in this hour, that every spoken word will be heard throughout the land, and every spirit that needs to hear the word of God will move by the presence and the power of your word. Angels of the living God, we decree and declare that you have sent reinforcements on behalf of the word, that we may loose the word into the presence of the earth realm against all demonic spirits and all demonic activity that is trying to bring the people into the place of bondage and into the place of their past. And God, we're standing on the word even now that you will bring major changes in the earth realm concerning the lives of your people. You said in your words, your eyes go to and fro throughout the earth to show yourself strong on the behalf of them that are perfect towards you. Father, we thank you right now for your word today, God. We thank you right now for the assignment and the mandate on your word. You said in John 1 and 1, John said, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with you, and the word was you in the beginning. And then the word became flesh and dwelled among us. Father, we're standing on breakthroughs even now. You said in your word in Psalms 119 and 89, you said, forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. You said in your word in Psalms 119 and 105 that the word of God is a light unto our feet, it's a lamp unto our pathway. Psalms 55 and 17, by way of David, he said, at noon and morning and evening will I pray and cry aloud that you might hear our voice. Father, your word said in Psalms 20:7, some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we remember the name of the Lord our God. Father, we stand on your word even now in the name of Jesus. You said in your word in Isaiah 65:24, and it shall come to pass that before we pray, you have already heard. While we're yet waiting, you have already responded. You said in your word in Jeremiah 33:3, if we call upon your name, Lord, you will answer us. Then you will show us great and mighty things which thou knowest not. You said in your word in Psalm 119:133, order our steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over us. You said in your word in Isaiah 64:17, that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us, it shall be condemned. For this is the heritage of the redeemed, of the servant of the righteous. You said in your word, God, in Proverbs 18:21, that death and life is in the power of the tongue, and they that love it will use the fruit of it. In the name of Jesus, Father, we stand on your word, because you said in Isaiah 10:27, and it shall come to pass that in that day that the yoke shall be taken off our shoulders and the burdens from around our neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointed. You said in your word in Proverbs 18:10, that your knee is a strong tower, and the righteous runneth into in our safe. You said in your word in Isaiah 40:28, how thou not known and how thou not heard that you are the everlasting God. You, the Lord, you're the creator of the ends of the earth. You need a saint. There's no searching your understanding. God, we're standing on the word. You said you give power to the faint, to them that have no might. You increase his strength. You said even the young man shall faint and be weary, and the young man shall utterly fall. But you said they that wait upon the Lord, you will renew their strength. You said they will mount up as wings, as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Father, we're standing on the word of God, as you said in Luke 18:1, unto this end, that man ought to always to pray and to not faint. You said in your word, God, in the book of Jeremiah 33:3, if we call upon your name, God, you will answer us. Then you will show us great and mighty things which thou knowest not. God, we're standing on your word. God, you said in your word in Isaiah 1:18, you said, come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. You said, though their sins be as scarlet, but they should become white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they should be as wool. You said, if we be willing and obedient, we shall be able to eat the good of the land. God, we're standing on your word, and we're decreeing and declaring the power of your word. You said in Matthew 6:33, if we seek ye first the kingdom of heaven in your righteousness, all these things shall be added unto us. And that we take no thoughts for our tomorrow. Tomorrow we take thoughts of the things of themselves. You said in your word in Isaiah 9:5, you said, for every battle of a warrior is with confusing noise. Garment is robed in blood, but this should be with burning fuse of fire. You said in 2 Timothy 2:1, by way of Paul, you said, you exalt therefore that first of all, supplication, prayer, and intercession be made for all men, for kings and those that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. You said in your word in Philippians 4:4 that we rejoice in you, Lord, always. You said again, rejoice. You said, let our moderation be known unto all men that you are the Lord and you are at hand. You said, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer, supplication, thanksgiving, our request be made known unto you, God, and the peace of God which passes all understanding shall keep our heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Father, we thank you right now. You said, finally, my brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if we be of any of these things virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Think on these things that we might have both learned and received and heard and seen to be done, that the God of peace should be with us in the name of Jesus. Father, we're standing on the power of your word. We're standing on your word from Jeremiah 29:11. When you said in your word, you know the thoughts that you think towards us, says the Lord. And they're thoughts of peace and not of evil to give us in an expected end, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we decree and declare, God, your word from Revelation 1:8, when you said you are the Alpha and the Omega. You're the beginning and the end, the first and the last, which was, which is, which is to become, God Almighty. God, we're standing on the word of God and the standard of your word of God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we're standing on the word of God from 2 Corinthians 4:3. You said, if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that the God of this world has blinded the mind of them. Father, we decree and declare all demonic spirits, God, that come through the ancient spirit, the fallen spirit of Nephilim. God, we overrule every demonic spirit that operate, God, in the earth realm, in the name of Jesus, and we bind and render them powerless. We take authority over those principalities and power, God, in demonic activity that howls in the spiritual dimension, in the name of Jesus, that delay and hindering and falling purpose and destiny of your people, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, we send the word, God, and we command the word to break through on behalf of the people. In the name of Jesus, we overrule every diabolical chant, whispers in the spirit realm. In the name of Jesus, we come against spirits that will attack people's mind and make them believe in illusion and delusion and hallucination, God. We're pulling down demonic spirits that operate in the spiritual realm, God, that's causing people to hear, think, and feel that is your presence, God, that we overrule in that spirit, God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you right now for your power and your glory, God. We thank you right now for your spirit, God, moving over the mind of your people. You said in your word in Isaiah 26:3, you will keep us in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you. You all said it. Said in your word that a double-minded person is unstable in all their ways. We're binding up the spirit of double-mindedness that operates through confusion and not making solid decisions. In the name of Jesus, we overrule the attack, the sensory of the cerebellum and the cerebrum. The cerebrum and cortex, God, open up, God. And we overrule every demonic spirit that operates in the soulless realm of the mind of your people, God, in the name of Jesus. And we drive out that demonic spirit that filtered the mind by their past, God, in the name of Jesus. Satan, the Lord God rebuke you. We bind you up in the name of Jesus. We override sensory peripheral spirit, God, that come into the thought of the mind of the people just before they enter into the purpose and the destiny of their work, God, of their life, God. in the name of Jesus. We cast it down. We cast the devil out of the mind. Because you said in your word in Romans 12 and 1, you said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by way of Paul, God, that we present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you, which is our reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of my mind. God, renew the mind of your people, God. Renew the thoughts of your people, God. Renew their mind and their thoughts and their will, God, in the name of Jesus. God, give them a refreshing, God. Loose the power of the refreshing over them, God. In the name of Jesus, your word said in Isaiah 10 and 27 again, you said you give us power and authority, God, over the principalities and the power of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, God, you said in that day that the yoke should be taken off of our shoulder first and the burden from around our neck first, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing, God. God, you loose an anointing over your people, God. Loose the anointing over them, that it break the yokes and the burden on their own life. In the name of Jesus, God, do it for your glory, God. Let them feel the change. I bind up chanters, whispers, God, in the name of Jesus, and we drive it out and cast it out into the utter darkness, in the name of Jesus. And God, we speak to the marine realm. We come against demonic water witches, stargazing people, chanters, God. We bind up the spirit of Chaldean, sorcery, God, soothsayer, God, voodoo spirit, God, in the name of Jesus, astrology study, in the name of Jesus, and we're binding up the spirit of the hand of the enemy, in the name of Jesus, and we're loosing power, we're loosing understanding, we're loosing revelation, we're loosing word of knowledge, and word of wisdom, God, prophetic utterance, God, supernatural divine, revelation of the future, and of the past, God, in the name of Jesus, let your glory fall fresh, on the intercessors in the prayer warriors. God, you minister to the internal man. God, you minister to them. Bring them into your inner court, God. Bring them into the presence of your word, God. Because you said in your word, God, intercessors, God. We're entering into the place of intercession, God. We may not know how to pray, but you will make moaning and weeping for us through groaning, God. In the name of Jesus, that your power be released over the people of God now. In the name of Jesus, let your glory overtake them now. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for changes coming. We thank you for breakthrough coming. We thank you for healing coming. We thank you for new mind and a new mindset, God, that you reset us in you and through you, God. Break up every religious barrier in mindset in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the power of your word in the name of Jesus. Because David said in Psalm 139 in 24, he said, search me, O God, and know me, God, and try me, and see, God, if there is, search me, and try me, and see if there be any wicked ways in me, and lead me unto life everlasting. God, we want to lead our life in the life of everlasting in you and through you. Your word said in Psalms 107 and 20, you sent your word, and you healed them, and you delivered them from all destruction. We bind up sickness in the name of Jesus. We come against that sickness and the infirmity that come through issues in our life by eating certain food, by eating certain substance in the name of Jesus. And God, we bind up sickness that operate through our body by holding on and housing illegal things based upon past unforgiveness, rejection, bitterness, anger, and rage. In the name of Jesus, remove it from us, God. In the name of Jesus, because your name said in Proverbs 18 and 10 that you are a strong tower. We can run into you and save. Give us that safety, God, that we need, God, in the midst of trouble. In the name of Jesus, we speak to high blood pressure. We're binding it up now. We speak to low blood pressure. We're binding it up right now. to that issue that's coming through cancer. We're biting up breast cancer. We're biting up lung cancer. We're biting up stomach cancer. We're biting up brain cancer. We're biting up pancreatic cancer. We're biting up colon cancer. We're biting up prostate cancer. We're coming against it and pulling it down. In the name of Jesus, we're biting up renal cancer. In the name of Jesus, we're biting up lung cancer. We're biting up tongue cancer. God, we speak and decree and declare to glaucoma in the eye. Remove the glaucoma, God, in the name of Jesus. Inner ear issues, in the name of Jesus. Female organ out of joint and out of whack, God. We speak and decree and declare that their body line up with the divine word and will of God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we speak to male issues, male organs that out of joint and out of whack. In the name of Jesus, we bind up the spirit of perversion, that perverse spirit in the mind. We come against that demonic spirit that attacks the mind, God. In the name of Jesus, we come against succubus and bind up incubus. We bind up the spirit of Jasmine. We come against the strong man of perversion. We bind up the living spirit. We come against it right now. We're pulling down the possum spirit. We're overruling every diabolical intent of the spirit, God. We come against it right now. We're bind up the viper spirit in the name of Jesus. We come against reptilia spirit. We're binding up in the name of Jesus. We overruling the witch. We come against the witchcraft spirit. We're pulling it down now. We come against ancient spirit of warlocks. We're binding up in the name of Jesus. We come against idol worshippers. We're binding up in the name of Jesus. We come against chanting that chant in the spirit realm. We're binding up in the name of Jesus. We come against bloodline attack, bloodline spirit. We come against Satan visiting the third and fourth generation of the iniquities of the Father. Overruling God. In the name of Jesus, bring breakthrough and healing to the men and women, God. Do it for your glory, God. Do it now, God. In the name of Jesus, let your healing power fall fresh. Let a fresh anointing fall over the sons and daughters. Let a fresh anointing fall over the sons and daughters. In the name of Jesus, let a fresh anointing fall over their mind. Let a fresh anointing be released over their thoughts. Let a fresh anointing be moved over them, God, in the name of Jesus. And let your healing power and your healing glory fall over them, God. Father, we thank you for it now. We thank you for it now. And we decree and declare your glory over your people, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for it today, that the word of God will have free course in us, Lord. And Lord, you touched on that are dealing with battle fatigue, memory recall. Touch them now, God, in the name of Jesus. Bring them out of it, God. The spirit of oppression and depression, suicidal thoughts, homicidal thoughts, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we give you praise, glory, and honor even now. In Jesus' name. Now, God, we speak to men and women of God that are dealing with financial matters, God, that they have created because of their disobedience, God. Financial issues, God, that they're dealing with, God, concerning their monetary system and the money you gave them, God. Seek and decree and declare, God, that you minister to them and show them how to budget their revenue, budget their funding, budget their bill, God, budget their life, God, in the name of Jesus, that they don't keep going back to the same old traps and the same old trap that they've been created, God, out of the economic thoughts, God, in the name of Jesus. Move over them today, God. Give them a plan, God. Give them a prophetic spreadsheet, God, that they know how to operate on their budget, God, that they know how to operate on a weekly budget, a daily budget, a weekly budget, a monthly budget, in the name of Jesus, based upon their income and their outcome, God. In the name of Jesus, show them, God, how to operate in those areas of their life, God, so they don't revisit the same old spirit, God, in the name of Jesus, that they don't purchase out of their emotion, purchase out of their thoughts, purchase out of emptiness, in the name of Jesus. Father, do it for them, God. So many people, God, are dealing with financial burdens and financial issues, God. So, God, we decree and declare that your power will move fresh over them, God, that they will think before they shop, think before they purchase, think before they view, think before they think. In the name of Jesus, God, you give them the power and the ability, God, to operate in wisdom, God. Give them wisdom, God, of what they should do and what they should not do. Give them wisdom, God, to know the responsibility of debts and bills, God, and what they create before they purchase it. In the name of Jesus, God, you go inside and reroute the thoughts that are inside them, God, in the name of Jesus, and give them wisdom and apply the power of understanding on their decision and their choices, God, as they begin to go and spend on credit cards and spend from bank accounts and spend from phones that they don't have. In the name of Jesus, God, you go inside and show them the way, God, of what they should do. And they don't purchase by what they see other people purchase it. They don't buy by what they see other people buy. They don't purchase by way of purchasing what they see other people wear. God, in the name of Jesus, give them the wisdom to understand, God, your power and your glory. In the name of Jesus, because you said in Matthew 6:33, if we seek ye first the kingdom of God and your righteousness, and God, all these things will be added unto us, and that we take no thought for our tomorrow, but tomorrow take thought of the things of themselves. God, in the name of Jesus, show them in this economy how to use wisdom, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, increase the knowledge, increase the understanding, increase the authority, increase them now, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. God, do it for them right now. Do it for their mind. Do it for their spirit, God. Do it for their family. Do it for their children. In the mighty name of Jesus, show them, God, the way for which they need to go. In the name of Jesus, God, show them. In the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you for your power and your glory. We thank you for the wisdom, God. We thank you for the supernatural divine understanding of your word, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for answering these prayers, petitions that we put before you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we give you glory and honor on this day, God. And we will walk, breathe, and live in another dimension in you. God, and we able to live in an earth reality. And God, you will keep our thoughts in protective custody of you, our mindset as well, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now for the victory, God, in the name of Jesus. And we give you praise, glory, and honor. And now by the power of God and by the authority of God, and by the ability of Almighty God, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank God. Hallelujah. And it is so. Amen. To the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord today. We bless you, the Lord, today. The power and authority and the breaking anointing for the saints of God to be able to operate from a new place in God and a new mindset, and not going back to the old ways, but staying in the new, where our mind can be connected to all of the things of the Lord, for our life, for our thoughts, that men may understand their thoughts. And women of God as well. And there's so many people that are operating from a place of bitterness, hurt, unforgiveness, and harboring things. It's time to liberate oneself from these places that many people are holding on to, so that the Spirit of the Lord God will move over you in you. to give you the breakthrough that's necessary in this season of our life. We need breakthroughs. And many people need those breakthroughs because of what they're holding on to. Some issues in their own personal life or decisions and choices that we have made. And from those choices and decisions we made, we create everybody else to be victim of our choices and our decisions. And we have to examine ourselves so that we can get in that place of the faith, as David said in Psalms 139, O Lord, the searcher, O Lord. And he put it before the Lord because he wanted God to search him and see and know. Search me, O God, David said, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And then see if there be any wicked ways in me, and then lead me in the ways of everlasting. We have to examine ourselves. This is a self-examination for many of us. We have to examine ourselves, and people have not examined themselves. Many of you, you must examine yourself. You have to do a self-examination so that when you make choices and decisions, those choices and decisions are not based upon what has transpired or how you view or think of other people. But you're examining yourself to make sure you are in the place where God wants you to be, so that confusion don't interrupt your victory, your purpose, or even the door that God wants to open for you. We have to do an examination of us so that we don't pray from those places. We don't communicate from those places. We don't operate from those places, but we operate from the presence of God, not from the places that was created by things we've done and choices we made. And I walk with the Lord. God is calling us to move to a new place in Him, that we may change our mindset and our thoughts. But there are many things that the Lord wants to do in us, but we're delaying it because of things we're holding on to. He wants us to be liberated. And many people aren't liberated today. They're not liberated. You have to be free of ism and schism in our life so that we can walk, live, and breathe in the things of God. God is trying to get our attention of our life so we can walk based upon that. A big enemy of many of us is the word offense, but I'm not offended. Yes, you are. You've been harboring the spirit of offense for a long time, and some of you have to examine yourself to see, are you carrying offense in your life, and have any of those offenses turned your heart to be hardened? You have to examine yourself, because the Bible says, the day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. And some people's heart has been hardened by offenses or things that's transpired in their life. Some people are dealing with people with a love-hate friendship, love-hate relationship. It's time to release yourself from those things that you continue to hold on. There are people who need to free themselves through conversation of other people that they're holding on to, that they have not cleared the way for them to launch. So it's time to release yourself from all of these things that you're harboring and carrying in that you have not released or let go. It's time to release yourself from those areas in your life, so that the power of God can be manifest over the total man, the total man in you. God wants to deal with the total man, because the total man is at stake. The total man. God wants to deal with the total man. The total man, not just some. He wants to deal with the total man. All of us to come out of this place into total victory in him and through him. Throw away the painful leftover so God can move you into the presence of greatness for your life on today. Walk in your newness. Ask God to refresh you. Ask him to give you a fresh anointing, refreshing of him, so you can be who he called for you to be at such a time as this. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen and amen. Bless the Lord. Intercessors and prayer warriors and many of you who are connected with us. We bless the Lord for you and today. Thank God for each and every one of you on this day, that the Spirit of the Lord God will be with you and go with you and be your strength in such a time as this. Amen. All right. If you're listening in and the Lord has given you something to release to the people of God, first, I want to give it those who prayed today and shared an opportunity to release what God has given you, and then we will open up to those who are listening in if the Lord gave you a word for us or a word of knowledge for us to release at that time. So, intercessors and prayer warriors, if you're listening in and the Lord gave you something, I want to give you an opportunity to release that with the Teasley or Prophetess Evangelist Teasley or Prophetess Paula. If the Lord gave you some, we'll give you opportunity to release that now. If not, we're going to proceed to open up for the people.
Praise the Lord. And God bless you, Prophet Matthew. Everyone in the line, God bless you. The Lord spoke to me and said, as the prayer was going forth, he said he's opened doors. He said, I've opened doors for my people. He said, even though the doors have been opened before you, many of you continue to reach back to the old things. Many of us reach back to the old things. He said, embrace the new, walk in the doors, into those open doors I have before you. He said, reach back no more, because we continuously reach back, and he doesn't want us to reach back anymore. He said, receive the opportunities and walk into the great effectual doors I have unlocked before you, never to reach back to the things old again. He said, as you step across the threshold of the doors I have opened up before you, your lives will instantaneously change, be forever changed. And he said, don't think on the old. Don't even reminisce on the old. Just walk into the doors that he has unlocked and walk into the new, because that's where your life is going to be transformed as you walk into the new and walk in the door. The door is already standing open before many of us, so walk in. Walk in. We've been hindered and all of these things and being delayed. We blame it on the enemy, but it's not the enemy many times with us, because we don't want to transform our mind. We don't want to walk into the new things. We don't want to put the past behind us. So he's saying to us today, walk in the door, because it's already open before you. Amen. God bless you all.
Amen. Thank you, woman of God, for releasing our day. The scripture that I have in mind is Revelation chapter 3 and verse number. The Revelation angels at the church of Philadelphia. It talks about the doors there. That they have a key of David opening and shut it and open it. It said before, it's important to understand the doorways for which God has given us, or ways for which he giving us access to go in and out, even to your enemy. Amen. Thank you. Prophetess of the Lord. Anyone else? Amen.
Yes. Glory be to God. Bless you. I just thank God for, yes, hallelujah. I thank God, Evangelist TV. I thank God for taking time to chasten us and straighten up some things that need to happen as these new doors are opening and have opened for so many of us. Glory be to God. We even have the keys. Hallelujah. But he is taking time to have us to correct some things because he's blessing us in this dangerous season. And when so many have given up and so much hate and everything has been released in the world, because of that hate, he doesn't want any of that to get on us, so to say, to filtrate, to get in. You know, he doesn't want no perforations or, you know, no penetrations or perforations to penetrate into the inner core of what he has for us. And we have to walk upright. That's why he spoke like he did today through you, through Prophetess Tracy, even the word that he gave me to minister twice in just the scripture day. Because he did say the commandments that he has is a lamp unto our feet. His teachings is a light for us. Hallelujah. His correction and instruction are the way of life. That's what was part of the scripture today. So those six things that the Lord hates, we need to get in there and examine ourselves and make sure, because what God has for us is for us, but he is really still yet not pleased with some things that need to be repented, that need to be dealt with, because it's so big and so great, and he loves us so much, but, you know, there's just things that we got to get right, and we can't keep coming against the house of God. You know, the Lord was praying, as I was praying unto today, and he spoke about the church being that laundromat. You know, we was in a discussion yesterday, some dear friends of mine, and we were talking about how the church is that place. You know, people judge the church because we're supposed to be all this and that, but we came out of a place. We came out of a dark place into the marvelous, into his marvelous light. And each time we come into this laundromat, we come in dirty, and then we get cleaned up some more, and then we might put on some of those same clothes again and go out and get dirty, and maybe not as dirty as before, because we learned a lesson that we didn't want this spot or that spot, or don't eat this because it'll fall on that part of the blouse or shirt. A metaphor of what is really happening to our spirit. So each time we come into the house of God, to respect the level that we need to have for each other, to love on each other, to correct each other in such a loving way, and to respect who God has placed in authority over the house out of what God has given him, so that we have an ear to hear, that we walk in the things in the light of what God says. There's offenses and things that's happening that's causing us to walk in the house ready to box. Then there's something else that needs to take place. There's another deliverance that needs to take place. There's a checkup from the neck up that needs to be placed, you know. So that is what I'm sharing with you about today. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That those things that God hates, and we need to definitely come back in.
I don't know if you're lying. You muted your line, woman of God. We can't hear you. Mary Teasley, Evangelist Teasley. All right, we'll wait for the woman of God to come back. And we bless the Lord.
Oh, I'm sorry. My phone just clicked, and it took me over to another line. I don't know how that happened.
Okay.
But I was saying that God is saying that we just go back through those detestable things that God hates. And hate is a big word for our Father to come forth. But there's things that we should love and we should hate as he hates. And he says it, those haughty eyes looking at people, those that lying tongue, that's, you know, those hands that shed innocent blood, you know, that's messing with the ministries, that's causing illness for all of us. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Feet that are quick to rush to evilness, you know, it's just a lot. And the person that stirs up conflict in the community, in the place that you dwell, where you draw food. Like, we're at that well. We're the deers that pass by the water to get to that well, and God is placing a well for us to drink from. And the respect that we should have for each and other should be mighty, because the doors that he has for us. What about if someone came in your door that God gave you and you had to deal with that haughty spirit? So it's a checkup for all of us, because he's blessing us in such a mighty way. How are we going to handle things? How are we going to handle people? As Prophetess Tina would say, you don't want to slaughter the sheep on how you respond. So not react, but to respond in such a godly manner of how God would have us to treat each other. Because, you know, that's in the commandments, how we treat each other. That is a key right there, a key of life. So bless you on today, you know, and I repent in everything. Hallelujah, that God tried to show me, you know, because it's in each and every one of us that make the body strong. Bless you all.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, woman of God. Bless the Lord for you and to the woman of the Lord, please. Thank you. Hallelujah. The body of Christ, as well as the world, we all need everything that God has for us. It's just to empower us as saved and to bring salvation to those that are not. So we thank God for you on today. The God that is more truthful to relation unto it. Amen. Bless you on today. All right, if anyone on the conference line that is listening in, you have the blood side, you could have done in your diet, to bring you up into the queue. Yeah, on the conference line, we want to give you an opportunity as well to release what the Lord has given you. All right.
Yes, sir. This is the name. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. God bless you, woman of God.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Jesus. Thank you, Lord. God bless everyone on the prayer line. I just wanted to share what I hear God saying to me. He's showing me. He's opening my eyes more, spiritual eyes, my ears to hear. I see that it's so important for the body of Christ to be on one accord, to submit one to the other. Submission to authority especially brings the blessing. God is just opening my eyes more and more in understanding his word more. I'm going to a level of understanding the word in a way I didn't in the past. It's more like revelation. He's giving how to be on one accord with the body of Christ for everyone to get into their places. Because he does have a, you know, rank and a place for everyone. You know, like you say, members, you have the eye, the hand, the foot. And I'm like, wow, God. And he's causing me to study in a different way, study the book in a way I never did in the past. So the growth is there. I see it. I know it. He's showing me changes. He wants the body to come together, as you all were saying, so that the blessings can come. And God is showing me that it only works when everybody is in their proper place. As you say, shunning evil, not going back to, heard you say, bitterness, anger, unforgiveness. All those are like tools that the enemy uses to try to constantly come against the body. But God is just showing me how to fight in a different way. When I say fight, mean don't accept, or I heard you say resist the devil, and he will flee. Oh, this is great. Mm-hmm. I'm seeing different. I'm learning. So I'm seeing different. When I said that, I see differently when it comes to what God really is saying he requires from us. And I didn't see that. I said, wow, you require much more, God, than I knew. He requires us to look more like Jesus, to be like him, so when we meet, and through you being a leader and your example of the way you live, your lifestyle, and the word, and the power of God, he is showing me this is mostly what the people need, the people, the sinners, the ones. Even the way you guys pray, when I say the way you guys pray, everyone, when you pray for everybody, the homeless, the sick, this, that, the other. I was like, wow, I was not used to that. So it was a time for me to just listen because it's so different for me. And so I'm growing in grace, I'll say it like that, and knowledge of what? Our Lord and Savior, more, Jesus Christ, through this ministry. So that's what I... And God, when you said he wants us to prophesy from eternity or a place of eternity, I was like, wow, God, this is just so powerful. I'm just blessed. That's all I'm trying to say. He's grooming me, strengthening me, and helping me in ways that I never knew before. But, yes, God showed me it's also a part of being blessed is giving, to say that at the end. Being blessed is giving. He's showing me why I'm being blessed through your ministry, because I give what I do have, what I can. But as I give and so that's important for people to know that is important as well. It comes through your giving to the leader, to support that person, to help them, and God just pours on us because it's already God, your relationship with him that blesses us. So I just thank God for today.
Bless you and bless everything that woman does.
And everything that I hear, everything. Thank you, Lord. It's changing my entire life. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Bless you and today. Thank you so much for the honor of the Lord for you sharing that as well as the praise you put us there. Anyone else that are listening in that the Lord has released, I want to release to us at this time.
God bless you, Dr. Matthews.
God bless you, woman of God. And to that.
Praise the Lord. It's Prophetess Carswell. I bless the Lord for everyone on the line and everything that I've heard. I'm really, I appreciate everything that has been released. But the Lord is having me in a place in the eye of the hurricane. And going to the place where you've been praying is pulling the velocity of the faith back to the eye in the hurricane. And that's what I'm hearing in the spirit. I, the Lord, say, you are the peace in the hurricane. Get to the eye that I am, the eye that I am. I that I am, the I that I am. It's in the peace of the hurricane. Because in that midst of everything that's going around, maybe tossing, maybe viciously turning, in the midst, in the eye of the hurricane is not enough space for it to pick up. It's calm there. That's where the mind of God is. He's trying to get us back to the place to where we are victorious in a hostile situation. In a hostile environment, we are victorious. In a dangerous place, as you were teaching in the Bible study. And that's where the Spirit of the Lord is having me to rehearse and to reflect. And even in that place, what I'm hearing is vortex, meaning a place of negative and positive going together. Darkness and light together for just a moment. Goliath and David together for just a moment. In those places, I bring to you a Goliath situation to introduce my David in you. I'm bringing to you the hurricane. You see the way the storms are tossing things, tossing families' minds, confidence, their pieces, their structure, their destinies. Get them to the velocity of the peace. Get them to the eye. On a vortex, light, evil teaching. I kept hearing you speak, and even in your prayer, all I could hear was get them from the place of contrasting faith, get them to the place of soundness, foundation, get them to the place where they will know that they have hands on while their hands are up. Mm-hmm. Push through. And that's what I'm hearing. I hear the Lord say that in this hour, time is important. You pass the test. Those places where you are condemning yourself, don't you know you can't let me down, saith the Lord? I know your thoughts because you think them. But it's great when you can get back to me. I hear the Lord say, reward and access is granted each time you come back to me in prayer. The enemy wants to conquer after he divides you, after you've fallen, after you've been converted. But get back up and get back into the place of my peace. I'm there. I will keep you in perfect peace, saith the Lord, as Prophetess Tracy Pollard was saying. And as she tapped into the realm, giving them peace in the midst of the storm, I will keep him in perfect peace. Whose mind means everyone has access to this peace. And that is where God is taking us into. I hear that you say in your teaching, and even as you were praying, that during the time of this vortex, during the time of this trajectory, which is past, a route, a point of projecting, or a projectile releasing of, that God already had it planned. But we have to understand that this place where darkness and light go to a showdown is only in man's term in March. The time go ahead, March, time go forward, September, time go back. We're not vacillating on man's calendar because in those timings, God brought in daylight so that we could see our enemies. He held time so that we could be victorious in the battle and take the head of their chief or their competitor to us. I want to say to somebody today, the fight was fixed for you to win. Don't throw in the towel now. Do not cause a negative to be a positive. Let the word bring in the positive in our balance. God bless you, Dr. Matthews. I thank God for everything everyone has said. And I bless the Lord for what he's doing in this time. And Jacob wrestled with an angel, wrestled, and the angel at night on a decision in the mind. He didn't know what to do. But he stayed there, and the Lord released a help. And he thought at the time he had to wrestle within himself. The wrestling will cease, saith the Lord. It's in you. Allow my grace to give you greater grace. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you, woman of God. Thank you. And the Lord will listen to you. I thank to God. We bless God for God taking us, his people, to a place of understanding the intelligence in the spirit realm and how to maneuver in the things of the kingdom without losing anything that belongs to us. And we thank God for that spirit and the powerful word. And we thank God for men and women of God who can pray through the dispute. We have to be able to pray through these disputes and the season, continue to keep that heart and mind of the refreshing of God in this season. So thank God for the things of God on today. Anyone else that have a word from the Lord? Amen. All right. Minister to Brian, do you have any announcements for us? Administrator Brian, our Lifeline conference is coming up quickly. The hotel information. Many of you, I believe they're really moving kind of fastly now. So those of you who are going to be purchasing, reserving your hotel, you can do that now. Administrator Brian, do you have that? Are you there with us? Do you have that information?
God bless you, Matt. One second,
Matt. No.
is in the sense of God. We're just excited about our Lifeline Conference 2022, which is going to be June 24th through the 26th. And we have more details for you forthcoming. We're going to be reaching out to some of you all to have your involvement in the Lifeline Conference as well, too. We'll be giving, letting you all know what some of the duties we'll be having. Sharing with you all more details about the Lifeline Conference 2022 there. Amen. We greatly appreciate, once again, everybody. He's playing an integral role of it. And now, every week, we are letting you all know. Over the last several years, we've always asked if anybody want to participate, reach out. People, no one, most of the people wouldn't reach out. So this time, we're just making some concerted efforts. But we don't want people to put position anybody, or somebody in position and they're not able to do it. We want to, we'll just ask, are you available? Those who reach out during the conference, those positions. We're having some intercessors praying. Those who will be doing scripture, those who will be doing the welcome, as well in the vision. We thank God for you all as well today. We thank God for the men and women of God that are connecting with us. More that is connecting with us, and more that will be coming. Let me know when you're ready, Administrator Lisa Bryan, and we'll bring you right on in.
LaRon Matthews Ministries presents the 11th year of the Lifeline Prophetic Experience Conference.
Lifeline Prophetic Experience Conference.
June 24th through 26th, 2022.
Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry.
231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Dr. LaRon Matthews, Senior Pastor, presents the 11th year Lifeline Prophetic Experience Conference.
The theme, going viral in the midst of a virus.
On June 24th at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, Apostle Maurice Simmons, Restoration and Truth Ministry, Hampton, Virginia, on June 25th, 2022. The mid-morning workshop begins at 10 a.m. Bishop Jesse Williams from Chicago, Illinois, and Prophet Jerry Wallace from Birmingham, Alabama. At 7 p.m., Dr. LaRon Matthews, Senior Pastor of Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry. On June 26, 2022. At 11 a.m., Evangelist Gwen Marshall from Houston, Texas.
June 24th through 26, 2022.
Your hotel information, Holiday Inn Express, 13330 Cicero Avenue, Crestwood, Illinois. Ask for the Lifeline Block. Call area code 708-597-3330. Your registration fee is $100. Cash App Cash Tag, RFPIM. That's Cash Tag RFPIM. PayPal, www.werestoreyou.org. For more information, contact 708-825-1988 or text 334-440-6152. Get your reservations together. Make plans to be at the Lifeline Prophetic Experience Conference, June 24th through 26th. We definitely want you to be there.
Amen. Bless the people of God. Looking forward to a great time in the Lord on those dates. 6:30 prayer each night. We have intercessors praying on Friday night, 6:30 to 7. And on Saturday night, 6:30 to 7 as well. And we're looking forward to just a power-packed time in the Lord for those conferences. And then we will commence that Sunday morning, thanking God for the powerful blessings that the Lord will be using to bless and to minister to at workshops Saturday. And then I will be ministering officially Saturday night, Apostle Simmons, and Sunday morning, our good friend, Evangelist Dan Michael. We're looking forward to a great time. There will be others included in that, those services as well. But we're looking forward to seeing many of you are there for our Lifeline Prophetic Experience Conference. 11th year of Conference 2022. And I'm excited about the victory and the purpose and the promises of God for us and for the saints of God. All right. Any other words, administrator, we can bring forth over there. All right, saints of God, well, we thank God for you all once again. If you want to be a blessing to the ministry, you can go to and so feed into the work you're doing. You can do it via Cash App at Money Sign, RFPIN. That's Cash App Money Sign, RFPIN. You can also do it via Zelle at RestoreU@yahoo.com. RestoreU@yahoo.com. And you can mail it to 231, check a money order to 231 East 146th Street in the city of Harvey, Illinois, 231 East 146th Street in Harvey, Illinois. We thank you so much in advance for your support and your commitment and dedication to the work that God has given us to do. Thank you for the great support in the kingdom leaders. And you're supporting their work, their conference line, their projects, and the things that the Lord is doing for those ministries. We're excited about those divine connections that the Lord is making work for you and today. I bless the Lord for you and today. Continue to stay in a place of strength, focus, and power in God. We invite you all to join us if you're in any of our cities around the United States. Join us in our services, and certainly we'd love to have you to connect with us. This coming Sunday is what we call Friends and Family Day at our ministry. So come and join us for Friends and Family Day if you're in the area. We'd love to have you here for our Friends and Family Day services. We're going to have dinner after that. And we'd love to see you in the building, in the place, our friends and family, they said it. All right, anyone else today? Anyone else?
Yes, hi. Blessings, Prophet, and to everyone on the line.
God bless you. Get to prayer.
Hi. And you know what? I've been trying to get on the line to give this word what God has given me. Is that okay?
Yes, woman of God, please come forward.
Okay, because I know it was all towards the end, but I got caught up with all this other stuff behind me. Got distracted. Forgive me. Okay, so I know God has, I thank God for the words that have been for early today. But God had placed on me apostate, and then he said strategic. Many have abandoned the faith, more so now because of all, you know, what the enemy has set up. More, and there's a faith, and to be an apostate is to be, you know, disloyal, to walk away or whatnot, just to be disloyal to the faith, and they're preaching a different doctrine. God said it sounds good, but it's not good. And then he gave Proverbs 14:12 that there is a way which seems right unto a man, but in the end thereof, there is ways of death. Some say destruction, some translations. And then with the strategic, he just saying that we must be, it's a strategic hour we're in, right? It was a strategic, we have to be well, things have to be well thought out and stable our minds to hear him clearly. So that was the word of God. I had to put that out there to get that out there. And then always we have to repent and obey God. That's the word of God. That's the word of the Lord.
Amen. The woman of God bless you on today. Thank you for releasing that because so many people are operating in that area. They don't know if they're saved or not saved. They don't know if they're up or down. It's always the church that's the issue and not themselves. And when it's only human beings who are flawed, yet saved and flawed and yet struggling, flawed and yet trying to hang in there. But we thank God for your sharing that on today with many of us today and your obedience to God, what's going on in the world has greatly affected a lot of people's choices and decisions. it's easy to always cast a lot on the church and say that the church is the problem when really it's people who come in the name of the Lord that are not in the faith, because they're going to be the weak and the tear. And then they'll have some that, as you said, the word of God said that they read that seemeth right unto us, but the end thereof are the ways of death. That's why the body has to examine themselves personally to make sure they're in that place in God instead of examining everybody else and making them the lock of their problem. And it's really us who need to examine our choices and decisions. No one tells anybody to go to a church and join a church, and then things happen. We make choices in our life, whether it's a church, a synagogue, a temple, a building, storefront, mega. Every individual that has made choices to go into a place of worship, they made that choice to walk to that location. They made that choice to follow it by social media. And those choices were made by us. Now, after entering into those facilities, it is for us to receive, to take in how. And if we said God told us to enter into these facilities and places, then therefore, if something happens from those places that has caused you to increase your church or be hurt by the individual in that location, then and only then do we have to not ask ourselves the question, is it our disobedience? Is it correction? Is it the way they said it? Something that we would carry inside of us that caused us to automatically conclude that it is church hurt or something that exhibited in our lives. And the medical profession, we are anyone that enters into the medical profession, we must be insured if we are contractors. Now listen to this, people. If you are a contractor in the medical profession, you have to have an insurance policy if you're a contractor. And your insurance policy is the policy that covers you or covers the incident or the accident. And therefore, if there is a malpractice suit, the policy for which you're covered under will cover that issue or that accident. Many of us in the body of Christ, we don't use the church policy of the blood. It's easy to be accusatory people on men and women for something that Jesus died for and gave us a policy for it. And saying that, the examination that we're in is a self-examination so that we can make sure that we're in a place in God that if we say we went into the triage of the hospital and the triage, we gave them all the specific details of what it is that we're dealing with. So they can get to the right people so that they can deal with the issues in our lives. Whether it's emergency or non-emergency, we can treat it. Many people in the body of Christ don't share that they need help with or the treatment. Some rightfully so. Some are so concerned about titles that they're not interested in a towel that can get the blood off. So when conflict arose or challenges come, it's easy to create your definition from a lot that you created. So leaving you in a particular circumstances or situation in your life that is uncomfortable, and it's easy to say, I'm dealing with church hurt. Somebody hurt me. I'm right back where I started from. I don't want to go to church. I don't like God's people. It's easy to say that. When in reality, we all need each other. We just have to turn off the reject button, turn off the unforgiveness, turn off the unforgiveness button, shut down the low self-esteem, the rejection, the bitterness, the anger, the hurt, and our feelings, and react to our emotions so that God can release the presence of his blood into you so that you can receive the power of victory over your life and in your life. The hardest thing is to get someone to go to the hospital when they don't love themselves and they don't want a doctor. And sometimes people come into hospital being forced to come in. They really be down inside. They don't love themselves. You have to understand that the love of God covers the love that you don't have inside you. The love of God covers the way you feel towards yourself. Because it's through that power that God gives us, the strength and the ability to be able to move past the illusion of conversation about your own events. Truth is word, and we have to be true to the definition of his word. So he can bring us to the place of perfection in him. Because he's perfecting those things that's concerning us on today. The people of God continue to be steadfast in God, hold on to his unchanging hands. Don't let the definition for what you created be another wilderness experience from your own wilderness experience. God will. You want to be done in your life and for your life on today. Amen. All right, thank you, God. Thank you so much. Yes, ma'am.
Dr. Matthews, forgive me if this thing appears to be untimely. I just want to share something, just two things. It's not a word, but you said something I wanted to piggyback on concerning the doctor and the things that people are going through if they don't share. And then the doctors that are going through the career as in the medical field, and you spoke about them getting insurance. And I wanted to go back as you were speaking to piggyback on this thought. And the Lord said that his people don't know him. He said, it come to me, as you were saying about the doctor. We come in to give the doctor our symptoms. Well, Ms. Carson, what's going on? I feel like this, doc. I feel heavy. I feel low. I don't have any energy. And my foot hurt or my head hurt. Well, we give him our symptoms, our information. We diagnose it by what we are feeling, what we're releasing from our mind, what we're releasing from our remembrance. So he says, okay, Ms. Carson, well, I'm going to give you this prescription. Follow the instruction. If you respond to it, keep taking it. But if you have a reaction, don't take it anymore. We as people of God react to the word instead of responding. Respond is always a positive. We allow the word to go into those places that have already been wounded, have already had an encounter with a negative, so that we don't allow the word to come in to be the bomb, to be the protective covering that we need until we're strong to know what it was that we were dealing with when we were immature in our processing. Not that we're immature as an adult, immature in the processing, assessing what went on. I'm saying this on behalf of Robbie. I thought to a place where I could assess what is this going on. Then I thought to myself, with the Lord's help, how can I prevent or how can I eliminate any more pain? And assess it, give it to the Lord. Okay, God, give me the medicine, which is the written word. Follow the instruction. Say, Lord, commit my works unto the Lord, and my thoughts will be established. I got to commit that. Lord, I want to keep coming to church. I want to believe you. I'm committing this to him. So when you said that, it just brought back last night's teaching. We got to know who we connect to and who we allow to attach to us. You didn't say that, but this is a revelation of what God has given to me. You did say, We need to know whose shoulder, for whom that we will lean on. Who are we leaning on in those matters of life crisis? You know, God gave us pastors after our own hearts. But do we allow the pastor our purpose? Do we allow them into our hearts? Whether how uncomfortable or challenging it is. Yes, I have a list, but I just still got to talk to the pastor. Yes, he knows what background I come from, but he's my pastor. Don't you know that there's nothing that can surprise God in our pastors? They watch over us. So whenever you get to a place and there's apostasy falling away, it is by choice first, like when I was in the world with drugs. I've relapsed before I actually went and relapsed because I thought on it. I got in a position where I let decisions kill my self-worth, or I thought in a place where I should have been thinking, and what did I do? I already had thought, well, let me go and medicate it. I'll feel better, and then I won't have to react. I won't have to give nobody an answer, which is responding. So I'm just saying, Pastor, I want to just say I thank God for the ministerial gifts that did not give up on me, that did not even tell me I was messed up, but prayed me through until the light of God began to grow through and I can grab hold some more of him with the understanding. And I'm being discipled and being saved even the more as I am being taught to be a great leader by the Lord and the ministerial teams that are here with us. So I don't believe in failure when you're being prepared. You got to receive it, apply it. And I bless the Lord. I pray that that helps somebody. You just brought back more teaching of what you've been going through and meeting the making graduation, making it make sense. God bless you, Dr. Matthews.
Amen. God bless you, woman of God. And that's part of when you're in the hospital, you have people who are considered prep. They're prepping for the operation. Whether it's the anesthesiologist, the one who checks blood pressure and temperature, the one who comes in and checks your weight. So in saying what I said, God would just bring you in to prep the people by checking their temperature. Temperature deals with temperature, temperamental, and temper. You have to be prepped for the operation. And if the condition is not right, you can't get an operation. If your blood pressure is wrong, your glucose level is off, your mindset is changed, your weight, you're overweight, because you have to prep you. The anesthesiologist must know that you're prepared to take a certain amount of anesthesia so they can put you under the knife so you can be cut on. And oftentimes, people don't get this Holy Spirit to bring anesthesia inside. So when they get cut on, they call it church hurt, and really they have not followed the anesthesiologist, which is the Holy Spirit that's telling you this is the direction you must go on. You're under the knife, and the word is quick and powerful and sharper than any